So I want to talk this morning about gratitude. And with our young people here, I'm going to ask a little bit of help from you from time to time. But here's the basic outline about gratitude. What, so what, and now what? What is gratitude? We'll talk a little bit about that.
So what's its,
you know, what's its value for us, and now what should we do? So that's what I want to talk about today, gratitude. So what is gratitude? Anyone want to tell me? Okay. Well, what's another word for gratitude? Okay. To be thankful. Yeah, right. To be thankful. You ever hear the expression, you got to have an attitude of gratitude? Right? All right. Well, now you know. Now you've heard it. Gratitude, brothers and sisters, is just this awareness. It's a way of disciplining our mind to count our blessings every day. To count our blessings. And you can never really count them all. Now that deserved an amen. I see where I got a lot of attention directed over here. So we can never really count all of our blessings, but to be grateful, to have gratitude, is to have that discipline of mind that is constantly aware of how good God has been to me and how sometimes I'm forgetful of that, but I want to always be aware of God's blessings from moment to moment. Now, there's a lot of teaching about gratitude today in the gospel. Now, I don't know if any of you were paying enough attention, but there were 10 lepers, and they were gathered, and the Lord cured them of leprosy, which is a skin disease, right? It's a terrible skin disease. It disfigures and makes people look bad, and it finally kills them. It's so bad. And so they got healed by Jesus. Now, what happened after 10 of them got healed? What was the next thing? Yeah. Yeah. So yeah, they followed Jesus' instruction to go show themselves to the priest, but at the end, only one of them returned to give thanks. And the Lord is indignant. What? We're not all 10 healed. Only one returns. And he's a foreigner at that. He's not even of the house of God in the sense of having been instructed on these things. And so he's indignant. Now, we're going to see why he's indignant, but let me give you a little hint. It's not because Jesus has a big ego and he needs to be thanked. That's not why Jesus is concerned, all right? Are you with me on that, okay? We'll get to that in a moment. But the question is, well, what are some ways you give thanks? What are some ways that you can say thank you? You can say thank you. Anything else you can do? You give something back or you return some kind of favor. You can pray to God, thank God, or you can go, or if somebody's done something good for you, you can pray for them. So there's a lot of different ways. But you know, I'm going to tell you the greatest way you can give thanks. There's just no other better way to thank God than this particular way I'm about to tell you. And it's in Psalm 116 that we're given a hint. And the gospel also gives us a hint about how best to thank God. And it goes like this from Psalm 116. What return can I ever make to the Lord for all the good he's done for me? How can I ever thank the Lord for all the good he's done for me? And you know that Psalm 116, actually gives the answer. Because the next verse says, the cup of salvation I will raise up, and I will call on the name of the Lord. Deacon, could you bring me the chalice? The cup of salvation I will raise up, and I will call on the name of the Lord. So what is the psalm? Remember, here's the question. What return can I ever make to the Lord for all the good that he's done for me, right? And here it is. I will take the cup of salvation and call on the name of the Lord. So even in Old Testament times, they were thinking of something that we do at every Mass. Later on today at Mass, you'll see, I'll go like this. See? Does that look familiar to you? See how things work in the Bible? Everything comes together. All the way back in the Old Testament, they were already pointing to what we would do here today. Almost 5,000 years ago. Here comes the question, what return can I ever make to the Lord? What thanks? How can I ever thank him for all the good he's done for me? What is it, how does it end?
The
cup of salvation.
I will raise up and I will call
on the name of the Lord. In my own chalice, which is back in the safe today, but we're using the house chalice, but it says that in Latin at the base of it. The cup of salvation I will take up and call on the name of the Lord. So my brothers and sisters, the first thing that we learn today about the greatest way we can ever thank God is by coming to Holy Mass. Coming to Holy Mass. Now, we sometimes call it the Eucharist. How many of you heard the word Eucharist? Okay. Now, you may not know this, but maybe you do. Does anybody know what the word Eucharist means? Okay. It's a Greek word, but it means to give thanks. And the reason we call it the Eucharist is that it says that at the Last Supper, Jesus took bread, and he blessed it, and he broke it, and he gave thanks. And then once again, over the cup or the chalice, he took the chalice. Again, he gave you thanks. Oh, Almighty God, he gave you thanks and said, this is my blood. So the Lord was giving thanks when he took the bread and he took the wine and made them into his body and blood. He gave thanks. And so we join, when we come to Mass, we join our thanks to God's, to the Lord's. Jesus, how many of you know Jesus can thank the Lord and the Heavenly Father perfectly, huh? How many of you know that only Jesus can fully and perfectly thank the Heavenly Father, all right? Well, if you want to thank God perfectly, come to Mass. Because you and I take our meager thanksgiving and we join it to Jesus' perfect thanksgiving, and he puts a bow on it and gives it to the Father, amen? And that's the way it works. Mass is the perfect way to give thanks. What return can I ever make to the Lord for all the good he's done for me? The cup of salvation I will raise up. I'll call on the name of the Lord. But I'm not done yet, because there's another hidden way that we understand, because I don't know if you know this, but the whole gospel today is about a mass. It's hidden, but it's right there in front of us. So it goes like this. What's the very first thing we do when we have Mass in the morning? The very first thing we do. Anybody remember? Well, we do pray, but before even we do that. Well, we make the sign of the cross, but even before that. Yeah, everyone says good morning, even before that. Yeah, we get here. He said, we enter the church. We get here. We gather. Hello? See, if you don't come, we can't have it, right? So the first thing we do is gather. Now, how does the gospel begin? There were 10 lepers, and they were gathered. There were 10 folks. They got it bad, and that ain't good. But they're gathered together, amen? That's us. Now, I got news for y'all. That's us. We're the lepers. I ain't got no leprosy, Father. I don't even have psoriasis, all right? I'm sorry. You got it bad, and that ain't good. Leprosy in the Bible is a symbol of sin. And we've all got some of that going on. Okay, now, so these lepers are gathered. And guess what? Jesus passes by. Hello? For wherever two or three are gathered together in my name, there am I in the midst of it. Now, we symbolize that when the priest comes up the aisle. See, as a priest, I'm not just representing myself, I'm representing Jesus. And when the priest walks the aisle, that's a reminder to us that whenever two or three are gathered, Jesus is with us. And so we're gathered. And sure enough, Jesus shows up, and you sing a hymn of praise. And Jesus enters. Okay? And now, the next thing they do is they see him, and they say, Lord, have mercy! They cried out, Jesus, have mercy on us. Jesus, have mercy. So what did we do? Lord, have mercy. Somebody say, Christ, have mercy. Somebody say, Lord, have mercy. So we cry out, Lord, have mercy. And then once we've done that and we sing the Gloria, we're seated and we hear somewhat readings from the what book is the Bible. Now, today it was a very short word that Jesus gave them. He just quoted one line from Scripture. He said, "Okay, go show yourself to the priest." So you see, when you got sin, Jesus says, "Go show yourself to the priest." Hello? Called the confessional, y'all. We got two of them. That's the main one over there. All right. But nevertheless, he gives them a word from the Bible is the point. Amen? And as they hear this word, they're healed. And then one of them comes back and he falls on his knees and gives thanks. Now, what are those little things that you pull down? What are those called? Well, why do we call them kneelers? Because you kneel on them, that's right. And what are we kneeling for? What particular prayer? We call it the Eucharistic prayer. So isn't that interesting? There were these lepers and they were gathered together, and then Jesus comes by and they cry out, "Lord, have mercy," and he gives them a word from the Bible, and then they fall on their knees and they give thanks for the healing quality of that, huh? And then finally Jesus says, "All right, get up now and go your way. Your faith has made you whole." Now the deacon's going to say that later when he says, "Go watch the Redskin game." Or is that, do we even have one today? I don't know. He thinks we do. Anyway, amen. I'm with you. I don't know. I'm just going to say, he's not telling you to go watch the Redskin game. He's saying, get up now and go, but tell somebody how good God has been to you. Amen? Now, all of that is a mass, isn't it? Now, back to our main point, gratitude. What is gratitude? Gratitude is an ability or it's an attitude where I'm grateful, I'm aware of God's goodness to me, and I say, thank you. But how do we best do it? Well, come to mass. The cup of salvation, right? Likewise, again, all that understanding, that little hidden mass right there in a gospel about gratitude. Isn't it kind of neat the way it all comes together? So that's the what. Gratitude. Be grateful. Gratitude is, again, a discipline of my mind where I consider my blessings and I'm grateful. Now, that leads us from what now to so what. Why should we be grateful, and so what? What's that do? What's the point of it? Again, there's a couple of things. First of all, as I said to you already, Jesus is mad when only one of the 10 comes back to give thanks. But I've already told you, that's not because Jesus said, "Well, I'm upset because I did something good for them and they didn't thank me." I mean, that's ego stuff. And Jesus doesn't have a big ego like that. That's not, but what he's upset about is that gratitude isn't for him. It's for us. It's for me. You know who needs to be grateful? I do. Because I'm going to tell you, my brothers and sisters, there is nothing more fruitful to our conversion and to our joy than to learn to be grateful. Gratitude changes us. Grateful people are different. Grateful people are more joyful, they are more confident, they are more generous, they are able to forgive. You know, think about the last time you were really grateful for something. You're just really deeply grateful. How easy it was for you to not be a little ticked off because somebody didn't do something or cut you off or a little slight. You know, that's okay, I'm in a good mood, I'm grateful. Grateful people are less teed off about stuff. Grateful people are more generous. When you've really received something and you're so grateful and somebody on the street says, "Could you spare a few dollars?" You peel off a $10 bill, you know? You're more willing to give. You're more generous. And you're also more willing to forgive because you've been forgiven. You're grateful for what God has done for you. See? And so the what is gratitude. The so what is, because it changes us. Gratitude makes us different. Gratitude is a way of disciplining our mind, and when we start to count our blessings, we become more hopeful, we become more joyful, We become more generous. We become kinder, and so on. Are you praying with me? Do you see the connection? Because gratitude is a form of joy. And the Lord says, cultivate this, not because I need it, but because you need it. Brothers and sisters, have you ever really thought of all the things that God could do? If you just start taking a list, huh? You'd never get to the bottom of it, would you? You think of all the ways God has blessed you, all the people he sent to bless you. Not just the very obvious people in your life right now, but go all the way back in your life to the teacher who taught you your ABCs, to the teacher who taught you to read, taught you math, spent time with you, encouraged you. Go back to the first person who offered you your first job. Go back and think of all the people and all the blessings. You'd never get to the bottom of the list. Amen? Every day, you've heard me on this, every day 10 trillion things go right. 10 trillion blessings every day. You say, you're exaggerating. No, I'm not. Think of every cell of your body. Think of all that inner working that's going on and you're not even paying any attention, and half of us don't take very good care of it anyway. But it still goes on, amen? Our body is very forgiving. I'm just going to say to you, it's not just that, but you got photosynthesis going on, you got everything going on in the climate around us, you've got the Van Allen belts up there keeping the harmful rays of the sun, you've got Jupiter and Comet out there catching comets for you. Are you praying? You see him? See it? I mean, all this stuff is going on every day, huh? And again, one thing goes wrong, like, ugh. Right? How many of you know we must give God a migraine headache, huh? Yeah. You know, we got a lot to be grateful for. And so, if we discipline ourselves every day and really sit down for just a few moments and just let the Holy Spirit lead you for just 2 minutes, all the things you ought to be grateful for. And you know what? Even the difficult and painful things we've gone through in life, and we've all had them, huh? And some may be going through something right now, and you're not feeling very grateful. But you know, when I look back over my life and I think things over, I can truly say I've been blessed. I got a testimony that even in the hard things I've had to go through, there were funny little gifts tucked in there. People reached out to me. I deepened relationships with people. I found out gifts I didn't know I had. I didn't think I was as strong as I really was, or I learned wisdom. Or I learned the passing quality of this world, so I became a little more detached. But there's all these little gifts tucked in even with the hard things. And I'll tell you what, Romans chapter 8 puts it plain. It just says all things. Young people, just say all things. All things work together for good for those who love and trust the Lord and are the called according to his purpose. It didn't just say the good things or the pleasant things or the things we like. It said all things. All things work together for our good. Gratitude, y'all. What? Gratitude. So what? Because it changes us. Grateful people are different. And here, too, there's one more hidden word in the liturgy that you said every time, do this in memory of me. Do this in remembrance of me. And what does it mean to remember? You've heard me on this, but here I go again. To remember means to have so present to my mind and heart what God has done for me so that I'm grateful and different. Grateful people are different. They're better. They're more joyful, more serene, more confident. And then finally we said, what? So what? Now what? Well, you know what the now what is. Cultivate gratitude in your life. Not because God is up there saying, you're not giving me thanks. I'm really annoyed. That's not why. God is saying, cultivate gratitude because it's going to be a real source for conversion in your life. It's going to change you. So how do you cultivate gratitude? Well, again, Colossians chapter 3 says, dedicate yourself. Dedicate yourself to thankfulness. So every day before you go to bed, just sit down for 2 minutes and just let the Holy Spirit say, Holy Spirit, just let it waft over my mind some of the blessings today. and then just say, thank you, Lord. And then here's the other thing. Come to Mass every Sunday.
Did you hear me? Not every third Sunday. Not every second Sunday.
Every Sunday. Bible says keep holy some of the Sabbaths.
No, is that what it says?
Keep holy the Sabbath. And for us, that's Sunday. And again, it's a wonderful way. This is where we take our meager thanksgiving and we bring it to the Lord's perfect thanksgiving. He puts a bow on it and gives it to the Father. And the Father says, you are most welcome. You are most welcome. Gee.
All right, brothers and sisters, I'll end there. Here it is. What?
Gratitude. So what? Because it changes us. It makes us more holy. It makes us more joyful. Now what? Do it. Every day and especially every Sunday. Don't miss a Sunday. Come and say, Lord, I could never make a return for all the good you've done for me. So I'll do this. I'll come to Mass and join my meager thanksgiving with Jesus' perfect thanksgiving. I'll, like that leper, return to you, fall on my knees and say, thank you.
Thank you.
And you're about to do it today. As soon as that Eucharistic prayer goes and you go to your knees, remember, you and I, we're like that leper. We fall to our knees and we're just saying, thank you, thank you, thank you. You've been good to me. And even when I didn't think you were being good to me, you were still being good to me. I've got so many things to thank God for, so many rich blessings. And so it is we're here today. You're in the right place. If you want to give thanks, you're in the right place. Just, young people, just turn to each other and tell each other, you're in the right place. All right, let's stand up now and thank God by announcing our faith. Thank you.